Marty McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is calling on Turkey to stay focused on the fight against the Islamic State group and not to engage with U.S.-allied Kurdish forces in the region.
We very much appreciate the efforts of both partners, Turkey and the Syrian Defense Forces, in the fight against ISIL. They've both made material contributions. We've worked with both of them.
The Turkish military and its Syrian rebel allies are in the sixth day of a campaign designed to drive IS militants and Kurdish YPG members out of the Syria-Turkey border town of Jarablus and its surrounding areas. The U.S. says Kurdish YPG forces have given assurances that they will return east of the river once the town of Manbij is clear of IS forces. The U.S. State Department is continuing to warn U.S. citizens of an increased threat from the terrorist groups in Turkey. In a travel advisory issued Monday, the State Department said it urges Americans to avoid traveling to the southeastern part of the country, especially those areas in close proximity to the Syrian border. Testifying Monday at her impeachment trial, suspended Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff denied allegations of manipulating government accounts. Ms. Rousseff addressed the Senate, repeating her claim that the impeachment drive is a coup. She is accused of taking illegal state loans to cover deficits in the budget. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling on candidates in Gabon to refrain from claiming victory in Saturday's presidential election until the results are released. This is VOA News. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina says she wants to cooperate closely with the United States in the fight against terrorism. Secretary of State John Kerry announced Monday that the two countries have agreed to work together in the areas of law enforcement and intelligence. The Secretary of State called on Bangladesh to guarantee the rights of its workers.
Bangladesh cannot truly meet the aspirations of its people and share prosperity if its workers are not safe and their rights are not ensured. That is critical.
Kerry said he had a very candid conversation with Ms. Hasina about outside influence on terrorism in Bangladesh. The U.S. and India have signed a key logistics agreement that will enable U.S. and Indian forces to use each other's bases for repair and replenishment of supplies. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter told reporters Monday at the Pentagon he and Indian Defense Minister Manohar Parrikar formally signed a logistics exchange memorandum of agreement earlier in the day. During Parrikar's visit to the Pentagon, the two defense officials discussed India's recent designation as a major U.S. defense partner. Authorities say a suicide attack in the Yemeni city of Aden has killed at least 45 people and wounded dozens. No claim of responsibility. Iraqi officials say five suicide bombers attacked a wedding party, killing at least 15 people. The French news agency says 20 others were wounded. Again, no claim of responsibility. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation has found evidence that two U.S. state election databases were breached recently by people believed to be foreign hackers. The law enforcement agency is urging state election officials to enhance their computer security systems. The two major U.S. presidential candidates, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, have differing ideas on immigration. Republican Trump is due to make a major speech on the issue in Arizona on Wednesday. An important question is what to do about the estimated 11 million illegal aliens living in the country. Democrat Clinton says one of her immigration priorities would include creating a path to full citizenship. Trump says no to that. Both largely follow existing policies under President Barack Obama's administration. FARC rebel commanders have ordered a final ceasefire in Colombia beginning Monday as part of a peace agreement with the government. FARC and the government have been negotiating a permanent accord for the past 4 years in Havana, Cuba. The agreement was reached last week to end 52 years of fighting between the Marxist rebel group and various Colombian governments. Colombia's president said the military will also lay down its arms against the rebels beginning Monday. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA.